The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the diamond for some exciting spring sports action. And now, here's the diamond voice for the Irish, Roy Elijah, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you, baseball fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps Irish Nation, you are joining us this afternoon by way of the Internet. I'm Roy Elijah, and we are delighted to have you with us for the season finale for the DeSales High School baseball team, the 2026 finale, the third and fourth places game in the 2026 Class 1B State Baseball Championships. The DeSales Irish, the 11th seed, about to take on the top seed and defending state champion Liberty Christian in this third and fourth places contest. And couple of semifinal games played on Friday. The Irish, of course, losing in heartbreaking fashion to second-seeded Nacelle. Nacelle getting a big hit in the bottom of the seventh inning, a two-run double with two out on a 2-2 pitch to Eli Gardner, their leadoff hitter. He belts a two-out, two-run double in the bottom of the seventh inning to lift the Comets to a 13-12 victory over the DeSales Irish. And in the championship game later here in Sela at Woodfield, at Carlin Park, a bit of a surprise to some, but certainly not to the Dayton Bulldogs and Bulldog Nation. Dayton last night defeating Liberty Christian in a thriller, a final count of 5-4. So the Bulldogs and the Comets will be playing later for the Class 1B State Baseball Championship for 2026. In just a few minutes, it will be DeSales taking on Liberty Christian in the third and fourth place contest on what is a beautiful and sunny Saturday afternoon here in Sela, Washington, just outside of Yakima. And what does it say about the Southeast 1B League? The fact that of the four semifinalists who entered play this weekend, three of them are from the Southeast 1B League. Of course, Liberty Christian, of course, Dayton, and of course, the DeSales Irish. We'll be back to Sela, Washington with more after we step aside for a three-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com and then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
And back once again in Sela, Woodfield at Carlin Park, the final day of the Class 1B State Baseball Championships for 2026. I'm Roy Elia, bringing you the starting lineups for the upcoming third and fourth places game between the DeSales Irish and Liberty Christian Patriots. We'll begin first of all with the designated guest, the 11th seeded DeSales Irish, leading off and pitching. Sam Kolb, batting second at shortstop, Malachi Raymond. Batting third, center fielder, Cohen Wood. Batting at fourth and catching, Mateo Jimenez. Batting fifth, designated hitter, Hudson Hall. Hitting sixth, first baseman, Sam Fazzari. Hitting seventh, third baseman, Tyce Wood. Batting eighth, right fielder, Ben Garcia. Batting ninth, in left field, Nick Quaddle. And in the flex, at second base for the Irish, Evan Martinick. The starting lineup for the Liberty Christian Patriots, leading off, shortstop, Trent Ralston. Batting second, first baseman, Ethan Butcher. Batting third, and pitching, Levi Marlowe. Batting fourth, right fielder, Adam Seaver. Hitting fifth, and catching, Carter Sanchez. Batting sixth, left fielder, Ryan Powell. Batting seventh, third baseman, Gavin Williamson. Hitting eighth, designated hitter, Rowan Carroll. Batting ninth, second baseman, Levi Butcher. And in the flex, in center field, Nate Grover. We'll be back to Sela with more after another three-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house-label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again at Woodfield at Carlin Park in Sela. I'm Roy Elia reporting final day action in the Class 1B State Baseball Championship for 2026. In just a few minutes, we will have a third and fourth places game between Southeast 1B League rivals DeSales and Liberty Christian. We noted yesterday in the community a lot of excitement. The Sela Vikings competing in the Class 2A State Baseball Championships. And unfortunately for the Vikings, ran into a couple of really tough teams in the semifinals yesterday. Sela dropping a tough contest to Tumwater, the second seeded at Tumwater Ball Club, defeating the Vikings by a score of 3-1. And earlier today, in the third and fourth places game, it was Sela defeated by Orning, a final score of 5-1, the 13 seed nipping the 11 seed in the third and fourth places contest in the Class 2A State Baseball Championships. And again, in just a few minutes, third and fourth places action, DeSales and Liberty Christian. And we'll have the start of this afternoon's ball game after we step aside for another 3-minute timeout. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
There's plenty of hardware to be found at L&G Ranch Supply True Value, but you'll also find premium dog food from Science Diet and Diamond Natural at L&G. Plus, the finest livestock feed is flying off the shelves at L&G. Payback Feed from CHS provides the consistency, safety, and assurance you need for your livestock. And as a Wilbur Ellis outlet, L&G Ranch Supply also carries the finest crop protection and plant nutrition products available. L&G Ranch Supply True Value, 2930 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan?
It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at Woodfield at Carlin Park here in Sela. I'm Roy Eliab, about to bring you the third and fourth places game in the Class 1B State Baseball Championships for 2026. The DeSales Irish about to oppose league rival Liberty Christian. Later on tonight, the championship game of the Class 1B tournament, scheduled for a 7 o'clock first pitch. The Dayton Bulldogs playing for the state title. They will be taking on the Comets of Nacelle. Ceremonial first pitch is delivered by mothers to sons, one for each ball club. A very, very nice moment prior to this upcoming contest here in Sela. A beautiful sunny day. The game time temperature 69 degrees, and we've got a pretty stiff breeze coming into the ballpark this afternoon, blowing in from right field. And we'll be back to Sela for the start of this third and fourth place contest between DeSales and Liberty Christian after a 2-minute timeout. You are listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Overfeeding can lead to the number one nutritional disease in cats, obesity. Excessive body weight on a fat cat increases their risk of liver disease, heart disease, respiration problems, and constipation. Obese cats are at a greater risk of developing diabetes and arthritis too. If your cat is overweight, check with your local Walla Walla area veterinarian for formulated diets that have fewer calories. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The top seed about to take on the number 11 seed in the third and fourth places game in the Class 1B State Baseball Championships for 2026. Roy Elia welcoming you back to Woodfield at Carlin Park in Sela. An absolutely glorious day, a beautiful last Saturday in May. And can you believe it? On Monday, it is going to be June the 1st. That's right. Where did the month of May go? Didn't it seem like only yesterday we were in at Yakima, the Gateway Sports Complex, bringing you DeSales softball? Well, that was a great, great finish for the Lady Irish after a disappointing loss to Liberty Christian in the state semifinals. Lady Irish, as you recall, bouncing back with a couple of victories, a couple of very impressive victories over Elmira Cooley, Heartline, and Colton to claim third place in the state tournament. Not a bad accomplishment for a team with just one senior on the roster, the DeSales baseball roster, without a senior this season. So you better believe that the Irish baseball team, the Irish softball team, going to have deep postseason runs in 2027. But first things first, this third and fourth places game in the Class 1B State Baseball Championships. DeSales about to take on Liberty Christian, and Sam Cole that stands in to lead things off for the Irish. We are underway at 1 o'clock on this Saturday afternoon, and the first pitch by Marlowe is low and outside, bounces in to the catcher Sanchez, one ball and no strikes. Sam Cole, three hits in yesterday's contest against Nacelle, 3-for-4 with 4 runs scored for the leadoff spot. And the next delivery, a good one over the outside corner for strike one call. The count is even at a ball and a strike on Sam Cole. And from the full wind, the pitch on the way by Marlowe. Bounce to the left side. A nice stop down there by Williamson. Long toss across on a bounce is there just in time to get a hustling Sam Gold. A nice pick by Butcher at first base. 5-3 on the putout. One up and one down here in the top half of the first inning. And that will bring up the shortstop of the Irish, Malachi Raymond. Raymond on Friday went hitless but did score twice in that contest with Nacelle. A wild one indeed, and the first delivery is by him for a strike. Little check swing, little reluctance to bunt, and his check swing costs him a strike. It's 0-1. Marlowe's 0-1 pitch on the way is fouled back behind the home plate. And Marlowe with things his way, no balls and two strikes. Defensively for the Patriots, Williamson is at third. Ralston is at shortstop. And it's Butcher and Butcher on the right side of the infield at second and first. And the next delivery over the outside corner, strike three call. So two Irish gone here in the top half of the first inning, and that will bring up Cohen Wood, the DeSales center fielder. Cohen in yesterday's ball game went 1-for-4 in that 13-12 heartbreaker against Nacelle. And from the full line, Marlowe's pitch on the way. The right-hander delivers a pitch inside, one ball, no strikes. Mateo Jimenez waiting on deck. We've only just begun here in Sela, this third and fourth places game as Marlowe mixed with the next delivery, and the count is 2-0. On Cohen Wood. And the next delivery on the way, Marlowe working quickly, and he finds the strike zone with that pitch at the knees, and the count is 2-1. And the next delivery by Marlowe on its way, the 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed, and the count is even at 2-2. A nice breaking ball that time by Marlowe. Patriots in the outfield from left to right, Powell, Grover, and Seaver, respectively. And the 2-2 pitch on the way to Cohen Wood is just outside ball three, 3 balls and 2 strikes. A full count on Cohen Wood, right-handed hitter. Marlowe into the wind, and his payoff pitch on the way. The 3-2 is bounced to the right side. It's up the middle, taken by Butcher. He backhands it, throws the first just in time, and side retired. Butcher to Butcher on the put out. And DeSales goes quietly in the top of the first. Nothing across. And after a half inning of play, DeSales no score. And Liberty Christian coming to bat. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again at Woodfield at Carlin Park in Sela. I'm Roy Elia, bringing you the third and fourth places game in the Class 1B State Baseball Championships for 2026. The Sales Irish, 3 up and 3 down in the top half of the first inning. Liberty Christian to bat here in the bottom of the first against a Sales starter, Sam Cole. His battery mate is Mateo Jimenez. A couple of final warm-up tosses. And by the way, does anybody remember the TV series Alice? I believe late 1970s, early 1980s. Only reason I bring that up is, do you recall Mel's Diner? Just curious. The reason I say that is because on First Street here in Yakima, it is a restaurant that I would highly, highly recommend. And let me tell you something. The country fried steak is off the charts, not to mention scrambled eggs and biscuits and gravy. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a very hearty breakfast, and I would recommend a visit to Mel's Diner here in Yakima should you happen to venture this way for state playoff action, or you're just in town visiting or what have you. There's also a famous burger place just outside of Yakima I wouldn't mind telling you about, and perhaps I will later in this broadcast. But Trent Ralston lead things off for Liberty Christian here in the bottom of the first inning. And Sam Cole into the wind. The pitch on the way is lifted in the air, right center field. Over to his right a couple of steps, and making the two-handed catch is Ben Garcia. One pitch and one out here in the last half of the first. And that will bring up Ethan Butcher, the Patriots first baseman. Liberty Christian coming off a tough loss last night in the state semifinals, nipped by the Dayton Bulldogs by a final count of 5-4. Butcher, a left-handed hitter against the right-hander Sam Cole. Sam looking for the sign. He has it from Jimenez, and the pitch on the way to Butcher is outside. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. Delighted to have you with us for our Irish baseball coverage on this Saturday afternoon on your home for Irish radio. 1-0 pitch on the way is high. Ball two, two balls and no strikes. The Irish pitchers yesterday walking 17 in that heartbreaking loss to Nacelle, hoping for better results here this afternoon. And the next pitch misses outside. Ball three, three balls and no strikes on Ethan Butcher. Middle of the infield is back. 3-0 pitch on the way by Kolb is right there for a strike at the letters, and the count is 3-1. Waiting in the on-deck circle for the Patriots is Levi Marlowe, the starting pitcher, and what an impressive first inning he had, retiring the Irish in order. Next delivery by Kolb is there for strike two, and the count now full at 3-2. And from the full wide, here is Sam Cole's payoff pitch, and it's swung on and missed. 2 down. What a comeback by Sam Cole. Gets down 3-0 and comes back to good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Ethan Butcher. 2 up and 2 down here in the last half of the first. And stepping into the right-handed batter's box, Levi Marlowe. He is a tall drink of water. Pitch on the way is high to the big man. 1-0. Levi Marlowe, a fine, fine athlete, a multi-sport athlete in the Patriots athletic department. And from the full wide, Sam Cole, after a bit of a kick of the dirt, delivers a pitch inside. Ball two, 2-0. Down the left field line at this beautiful ballpark, 330 feet. 320 and change down the right field line as the next delivery misses just low. Ball three, 3 balls and no strikes. For the second consecutive hitter, Kolb falls behind 3-0. And the 3-0 pitch on the way by Sam is there for a strike, and it's 3-1. Nice delivery at the letters. 3 balls and a strike on Levi Marlowe. And from the full line, the 3-1 pitch by Kolb is swung on and missed, and the count is 3-2. Kolb one pitch away, perhaps, from repeating what he did just moments ago, falling behind 3-0 and then striking out Ethan Butcher. Payoff pitch on the way to Marlowe is low and inside, ball four. Well, so much for that. A two-out walk to Marlowe, good discipline on his part. And that will bring up the right fielder, Adam Seaver of the Patriots. The Patriots dressed in light blue tops with red numerals, red lettering, and white trim, white pants. And the stretch. Sam Kolb. Very deliberate. Pitch on the way. This is outside. 1-0. Marlowe being held on at first by Sam Fazzari. Brother Dominic participating in the state track and field championships this weekend. The stretch and the 1-0 pitch on the way, and it's low. Ball two. 2-0. 2-0 is the count on Adam Seaver. Appeal down to first base. No swing the ruling. The count is 2-0. Third baseman Tyce Wood, even with the bag. The stretch and the 2-0 pitch on its way. A nice breaking ball for a called strike, and the count is 2-1. 2-0 on Adam Seaver. Marlowe, his lead from first. A look to first by Kolb, the stretch. And Sam's pitch on the way, the 2-1, misses just a little high, ball three, 3-1. A 3-1 count on Adam Seaver. The Patriots catcher, Carter Sanchez, would be next if Seaver can keep the inning alive. We are scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. 1-2. Yeah, the next delivery is a called strike, and the count is 3-2. For the third straight hitter, Kolb goes full. Now with 2 out, Marlowe will be running on the delivery. The stretch, and the pitch on the way, and it's swung on and missed for strike three. A nasty breaking ball by Kolb, and he whiffs Seaver to retire the side. No runs, no hits, and a runner left for the Patriots. And after a full inning of play, DeSales and Liberty Christian, no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Nick Lyons to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Nick Lyons at 102 West Main Street. Lyons Investment Planning. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
A beautiful day for a ball game. A beautiful day to walk. A beautiful day to jog. A beautiful day to perhaps have a picnic. Welcome back to Sela. We are at Woodfield at Harlan Park. The final day action in the Class 1B State Baseball Championships for 2026. I'm Roy Elia. The Sales Irish, Liberty Christian Patriots are scoreless after one inning of play. And here in the DeSales second. The Irish will send up the middle of the order, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters. Catcher, Mateo Jimenez. Designated hitter, Hudson Hall. And first baseman, Sam Pizzari, to face Marlowe, who had himself a very, very good first inning. Retired the Irish in order, 3 up and 3 down. And here is Jimenez to lead off against Marlowe. Even with the bag at third is Williamson, and Marlowe's first delivery of the second inning is bounced to the left side, taken by Ralston. Oh, it's booted by Ralston, and the ball rolls into shallow center field. I suspect that'll be an error on Ralston. Jimenez hit the ball pretty hard, but thinking it was a routine play. And the ball booted, a Tony Lama moment, if you will, for Ralston. And the leadoff hitter is aboard. Jimenez reaches base, and that'll bring up Hudson Hall, the Irish, with a break to commence the top half of inning at number two. The stretch by Marlowe. And the pitch on the way to Hall is outside, off the glove of the catcher Sanchez, but not far enough for advance. He advances to his right to claim the baseball. And holding it first is Jimenez. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 is the count on Hudson Hall, designated hitter for the Irish. Marlowe looks to first, the stretch, and the 1-0 pitch to Hudson Hall is plateward, and it's high. Ball two, two balls and no strikes. Hudson Hall in yesterday's semifinal game went 1-for-3. Hudson hit by a pitch and walked as well, the stretch. And the 2-0 pitch on the way to Hudson Hall. And the 5-33 hitter takes a called strike. A throw to first, and back in time is Jimenez. Two balls and one strike the count on Hudson Hall, wearing number 10 on his green Irish jersey that is embellished by white lettering, white numerals, and gold trim. The 2-1 pitch on the way from Marlowe. After much hesitation, pitch for a called second. The throw down to second is not in time. A nice throw on the part of Sanchez, but sliding in safely is Mateo Jimenez with a stolen base. The tag down just a little tardy, and a member of the Liberty Christian coaching staff out to talk things over with the umpire, a three-man umpiring crew working this contest. And to be honest with you, a beautiful throw by Sanchez, but the tag at second, not quite in time. Jimenez just beating the tag attempt out at second base. The middle of the infield, Ralston is at short, and Butcher is at second. Runner at second with nobody out. A two-ball, two-strike count on Hudson Hall. An opportunity for the Irish to draw first blood here in the second inning. 2-2 pitch on the way to Hudson Hall from Marlowe. After long hesitation, the pitch is low and outside. Ball three, three balls and two strikes. 3-2 is the count on Double H, or H squared, if you prefer. The stretch by Marlowe. Looks to second. Looks a second time. And the pitch on the way. The 3-2 is foul back and out of play over the screen. And the count holds to three balls and two strikes. Nice to see Sam Fazari's grandma and grandpa in attendance this afternoon. Greg and Susan Fazari. At least Susan's dad also in the house as well. And the payoff pitch from Marlowe to Hudson Hall. The 3-2 is outside. Ball four. A nice at-bat for Hudson Hall. And he will assume first base. The Irish with runners at first and second. And nobody out for Sam Fazari, the first baseman of the Irish. And you talk about a hard luck day. Yesterday, Sam was 0-for in the contest with Maysell. Sam hit in the three double plays, 2-6-4-3 twin killings, and a heartbreaking one in the top of the seventh where he lined back to the pitcher. And then Hudson Hall was doubled off of first to end the seventh inning. First pitch to Sam and swung on and missed, and the count is 0-1. Sam, an eighth grader on the Irish Ball Club. I suspect he'll be playing football. He'll be joining older brother Dominic on the Irish football team. The 0-1 pitch on the way, and that's inside. Ball one, one ball and one strike. Tyce Wood on deck for the Irish. A scoreless game. Two on, nobody out here in the top half of the second inning. And again, delighted to have you with us for our Irish baseball coverage on this Saturday afternoon. Pitch on the way. The 1-1 is outside. A nice backhanded stop by Sanchez. Throw back to second base. The ball is knocked down by Ralston. He advances to his right to pick up the loose baseball and get it back to Marlowe, the pitcher. Two balls and one strike the count on Sam Fazzari. The corner is in defensively for Liberty Christian. Ethan Butcher at first and Williamson at third. 2-1 is the count on Sam Fazzari. The stretch, and Marlowe's 2-1 pitch after a deep breath. His plate word and another outstanding stop. Sanchez throw to second, not in time. And the count now 3-1 on Sam Fazzari. Sam in yesterday's ball game again, an 0-for. He was 0-for-4. He did walk in the ball game. Was also a strikeout victim. Struck out looking during the course of that game as he fouls the next delivery. The 3-1 pitch by Marlowe to the right side, back and out of play. And it's now 3-2 on Sam Fazzari. Jimenez at second. Hall at first. Nobody out. Top of the second inning. We are scoreless in this third and fourth places game. And the pitch on the way to Sam is foul tipped at the plate. No. Simply a swing and a miss. And with first base occupied, the ball was dropped by Sanchez. But in that case, the batter cannot advance. Sam Fazzari strikes out. A good at-bat by Sam, making Marlowe work. But he is retired by way of the K. Stepping into the batter's box, third baseman Tyce Wood, right-handed hitter. Runners at first and second, now with one out here in the top half of the second. And the pitch on the way by Marlowe, breaking ball just outside, 1-0. 1-0 is the count on Tyce Wood, the younger brother of Cohen Wood. Timeout called for a moment. Tyce Wood in yesterday's semifinal, 3-for-4 with a couple of runs scored. Had a fine, fine day, did Tyce Wood. Conference out on the mound. Initially, it was between Ralston and Marlowe. Sanchez with some encouragement for his battery mate, and now he's back behind home plate. 1-0 on Tyce Wood. No score. We're in the top half of the second inning. Two Irish on with one out. Ben Garcia is on deck. The 1-0 pitch from Marlowe. And the side armor delivers a strike. The ball dropped by Sanchez. He recovers it in front of home plate. The count is a ball and a strike on Tyce Wood. Middle of the infield is back, hoping for a double play ball. The corner's in defensively. The center fielder, Grover, shaded over into right center. And the 1-1 pitch on the way. And it's there for a strike at the knees, and the count is 1-2. In the left center alley, here at this lovely ballpark, 390 feet, 400 feet in the right center alley. The stretch, and the 1-2 pitch on the way to Tyce Wood. Breaking ball, swung on and missed, and there are two out here in the top half of the second inning. That will bring up Ben Garcia. No marking on the fencing and straightaway center field, but I'm guessing it's at least 400 feet, maybe 405. Let's put it this way. If you hit at the straightaway center field, you're going to have to really get a hold of it, especially on a day like this with the wind blowing the way it is. As Garcia takes the first pitch for a ball, one ball, no strikes. 1-0 on Ben Garcia, the DeSales right fielder. 0-2 in yesterday's ball game with a run scored. And the 1-0 pitch from Marlowe. And it swung on and missed, and the count is 1-1. A ball and a strike on Ben Garcia. Both of these teams will take home trophies regardless of the outcome. The winner will take third place. The team that does not win this game will go home with a fourth place trophy. The 1-1 pitch on the way, breaking ball over the inside corner. Ducking down was Garcia. But it finds the inside corner, a nice breaking ball by Marlowe. And Marlowe with things his way, had a ball and two strikes. And the stretch by Marlowe. And the pitch on the way, the 1-2 is right there. Strike three called at the knees and side retired. So the Irish had runners at first and second with nobody out. But responding well is Marlowe with back-to-back-to-back strikeouts here in the top of the second inning. No runs, no hits. There was one error and a couple of runners were left on base. And after an inning and a half, the DeSales and Liberty Christian, no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DellGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
To the last half of the second inning here at Sela Woodfield at Carlin Park. Third and fourth places game in the Class 1B State Baseball Championships unfolding. The DeSales Irish, Liberty Christian Patriots, long-time rivals in the Southeast 1B League, scoreless after an inning and a half of play and leading things off here in the last half of the second inning for Liberty Christian will be the catcher, Carter Sanchez, to be followed by left fielder Ryan Powell and then third baseman Gavin Williamson. Sam Kolb on the mound, a couple of strikeouts in the first inning, and his pitch on the way misses high. This is high with a fastball, one ball, no strikes. Kolb got the first two outs in the last of the first. A fly to right by Ralston and Ethan Butcher strikeout as the next pitch is in and over the inside corner, and the count is even at a ball and a strike. He then walked Levi Marlowe, but bounced back and struck out Adam Seaver to end the bottom of the first. And the next pitch is swung on and missed. And the count is 1-2 on Carter Sanchez. From the full wind, Sam Coles. 1-2 pitch on the way, a breaking ball, misses high. Ball two, two balls and two strikes. A squared count on Sanchez. And from the full wind, here is Sam Coles' 2-2 pitch. And it's lifted in the air, left side of the infield. Making the grab is Malachi Raymond. A check swing on the part of Sanchez, and he pops to short for the first out of the last half of inning number two. That'll bring up Ryan Powell. The Irish defensively, Tice Wood at third, Malachi Raymond at second, Evan Martinick is at second, and Sam Vazari at first. Pitch on the way to Powell. Left-handed hitter takes it high. One ball, no strikes. In the outfield for the Irish, Nick Quaddle in left. Cohen Wood in center. Ben Garcia in right. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Nice breaking ball. It's there for a strike, and the count is 1-1. The battery for the Irish, catching, is Mateo Jimenez, and on the mound is Sam Kolb. Sam's 1-1 pitch on the way. Perhaps foul tipped into the glove of Jimenez, or maybe just swung on and missed by Powell. In any event, the count is a ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Powell. And the 1-2 pitch upcoming from Cole. 1-2, breaking ball is bounced through the left side and in the left field. A nice piece of hitting on the part of Powell. Powell able to punch the ball through the left side of the Irish infield. And that is the first hit of the ball game for the Patriots. And stepping to the plate, third baseman Gavin Williamson. The Patriots with the first hit of the ball game. And a throw to first base. And back in time with a slide is Powell. Being held on at first by eighth grader Sam Fazari. We are scoreless, one on, one out, here in the last half of the second inning. And again, we are thrilled to have you with us for our Irish baseball coverage. Pitch on the way by Kolb, there for a strike. Good, hard strike, and the count is 0-1 on Williamson. Kolb has the sign from Jimenez, looks to first, a stretch, and a pitch on the way. And it's lifted in the air to center field and shallow. Coming up on the ball is Cohen Wood, and the ball will hit in front of him. And it's a bloop base hit for Williamson. Williamson drops one in the center field in front of a charging Cohen Wood. So the Patriots, with runners at first and second and one out, for designated hitter Rowan Carroll. Carroll is a left-handed hitter. Cohen that time didn't get a real good jump on that little parachute job out into center field. And Williamson, a base hit. 2-1 with one out. Pitch on the way. Bounced to the right side. Off the glove of Fazari. Throw to first is going to be in time to Kolb covering. Outstanding poise and composure on the part of Sam Fazari. A bit of a bobble as he charged in on that bouncer to the right side by Carroll. But he is able to claim possession of the ball and throw to Kolb covering. 3-1 on the putout for the second out of the inning. On the play, Powell advances to third and Williamson goes to second. And stepping to the plate, Levi Butcher, the Patriots' second baseman. A left-handed hitter. 2-1 with two out here in the last half of the second. At the moment, we are scoreless. From the full wind, Sam Kolb's pitch on the way, and it's on the outside corner for a strike. And the count is 0-1 on Levi Butcher. The runners, Powell at third and Williamson at second. And once again from the full wind, Kolb's pitch, the 0-1, breaking ball misses outside, one ball and one strike. The Irish infield, Martinik second and Fazari at first. Playing about halfway, as is the shortstop, Malachi Raymond. Next pitch, a fastball misses high, ball two, two balls and one strike. A beautiful but blustery day here in Sela. And the pitch on the way, the 2-1 pitch by Kolb is there for a called strike, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Levi Butcher. Butcher stands in. Kolb is ready. And the 2-2 pitch on the way by Sam is fouled back to the screen. Levi Butcher, a mighty cut. He fouls the ball back. Stays alive. Two balls and two strikes. And another delivery coming. Another 2-2 pitch from Kolb. On its way, and it is bounced to the left side, and it's bobbled by the third baseman, Tyce Wood, and coming in to score is Powell, and Liberty Christian takes a 1-0 lead. A tough break as Levi Butcher bounces a ball to the left side. It is bobbled by Tyce Wood. That'll be an error on Tyce, and Williamson holds at second base with the ball being bounced to the left side of the Irish infield. So a run in. A nice job by Levi Butcher to put the ball in play. Runners now at first and second with two out. And a pitch on the way, bounced to the left side, foul. So we go back to the top of the order for Trent Ralston, who flew out to right field on the first pitch of the bottom half of the first inning. Liberty Christian with an early 1-0 lead. We're in the last half of the second inning, this third and fourth places game. Stretch by Colm, two looks to second. Pitch on the way, down low, a nice stop by Jimenez. And Ralston able to hold up on the swing. And the count is even at one ball and one strike. 1-0 is our score in favor of Liberty Christian. The stretch. And the 1-1 pitch by Colm on the outside corner for strike two. And the count is 1-2. 40 pitches thrown in the ball game thus far by Sam Colm. 1-2 is the count. And his 41st pitch on the way. And a breaking ball misses low. A check swing by Ralston, but he held up. And the count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Trent Ralston. The quarterback on the Liberty Christian football team this past fall. The Patriots, of course, finishing second. And the pitch on the way. Bounce to the left side. Couple of bounces. It comes off to Wood. There will be no play. An infield hit for Ralston. And the bases are now loaded with Patriots with two down. Tough break there for the Irish as Williamson advances to third and Levi Butcher to second. And that will bring up Ethan Butcher, who struck out. He was the second out in the bottom of the first inning. From the full line, Sam Colm's pitch misses inside. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 Liberty Christian. The bases loaded with two out here in the last half of the second inning of this third and fourth places game. Class 1B State Baseball Championships for 2026. And from the full line, Sam Colm, his 1-0 pitch on the way. It's bounced to the left side, taken by the shortstop, Malachi Raymond. He underhands to Martinick to get the force. So the Irish out of trouble. Liberty Christian will settle for an ace in the bottom of the second. One run on three hits. There was one error, and the Patriots leave the bases loaded. And after two innings of play, Liberty Christian 1, DeSales no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM. KHSS2.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Sales Irish to send up the number 9, 1-2 hitters up to the plate. We advance to the top half of the third inning in this third and fourth places game in the Class 1B State Baseball Championships for 2026. Roy Elia welcoming you back to Woodfield at Carlin Park in Sela. Nick Quaddle will lead off for the Irish. And back to the top of the order for pitcher Sam Colm and shortstop Malachi Raymond. Nick Quaddle in yesterday's ball game. 0 for 2 in the contest with a run scored. He was hit by a pitch and also drew a walk in yesterday's contest with Nacell. And the first pitch to him is down low from Marlowe. 1-0 Nick Quaddle awaits the 1-0 pitch from Marlowe, and here it is, and it's there for a strike, and the count is 1-1. A ball and a strike, the count on Nick Quaddle, and the 1-1 pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and the count is 1-2. Again, a great sports year for Walla Walla Catholic Schools. The football team, of course, winning the state championship last fall. 1-2 pitch on the way, and it's swung and missed, one down. Four consecutive strikeouts for Marlowe. Back to the top of the order for Sam Cole, who was retired 5-3 in the first inning. This past winter, the DeSales boys basketball team under coach Eric Wood finishing third in the state tournament. From the full wide, pitch on the way by Marlowe. It's low, 1-0 And this spring, more specifically, last weekend, the DeSales softball team claiming third in the state tournament, Gateway Sports Complex in Yakima. The next delivery is swung on and missed. The count is 1-1. And the DeSales golf team still marveling. Two players on the team, and they win the state championship. 1-1 pitch on the way, and that swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. Jake Warwick and teammate Beck doing very, very well. Warwick, a 78 and a 71 medalist for the second consecutive year, achieving that up in Liberty Lake near Spokane earlier this month. Next delivery, foul tip. This one swung on and missed. And applying the tag is the catcher Sanchez, two down. Two up and two down, and that is five consecutive strikeouts for Marlowe. Stepping up to the plate, Malachi Raymond, who fanned looking in the first inning. Again, Sales Boys Golf. Two contestants, and they win the state championship. First delivery, a little chin music to Raymond. The pitch to the backstop, 1-0 And the DeSales baseball team will finish no worse than fourth in the state tournament this season. One pitch on the way. And that pitch just outside, ball two, 2-0 Not a bad accomplishment for a team that came into the state playoffs as the number 11 seed. 2-0 pitch on the way, and Marlowe finds the plate, and a good chunk of it. A pitch at the knees for a called first, and it's 2-1. 2-1 pitch on the way, that's fouled back and out of play by Malachi Raymond, and the count is even at 2-2. I'm guessing the next year could be a good one for DeSales Athletics as well. 2-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball, swung on and missed. Inside, retired. Marlowe makes it look easy. Nothing across for the Irish in the top half of the third inning. And we go to the bottom of the third. Liberty Christian leading the DeSales Irish 1-0. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Back once again in Sela at Woodfield Harlan Park. I'm Roy Elia. The Sales Irish, Liberty Christian Patriots participating in the third and fourth places game, Class 1B State Baseball Championships. Liberty Christian with a 1-0 edge. They will send the 3, 4, and 5 hitters up here in the last half of the third to face Sam Cold. Levi Marlowe to lead things off. Marlowe through 3 innings, impressive on the mound, 7 strikeouts, 1 walk. And the first delivery to him misses outside, 1 ball and no strikes. Marlowe to be followed by Seaver and then Sanchez here in the last half of the third. And the pitch on the way by Sam Cold. First time is called by Marlowe. Now he's set and ready to go. Back into the right-handed batter's box, or what's left of it. 1-0 pitch on the way. Misses inside. Ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes. 2-0 is the count on Marlowe. And from the full line, Sam Colbs. 2-0 pitch, and it's line foul. That can out of play, and the count is 2-1. 2 balls and a strike. Yes, yes, yes. Could be an exciting 2026-27 for Walla Walla Catholic Schools as the next pitch is nubbed right side foul past the Patriots' first base coach, and the count is 2-2. Irish returning most of the players from last year's state championship football team. 2-2 pitch on the way. Foul tip into the glove of Mateo Jimenez. 1 out. A good cut by Marlowe, but Sam Cole records his 3rd strikeout of the ball game, and that will bring up Adam Seaver. Speaking of strikeouts, he struck out swinging to end the bottom of the first. 1-0 at Liberty Christian. 1 out. Nobody on here in the bottom of the third. And the pitch on the way by Cole, but breaking ball over the inside corner for strike 1. 0-1 the count on the Patriots right fielder. Wind continuing to blow here in Sela. Pitch on the way, and that misses outside. 1 ball and 1 strike. Old Glory waving and waving at will out in straightaway center field as the pitch is on the way, and the 1-1 is bounced into the third base dugout occupied by the designated home team for this ball game, the Liberty Christian Patriots, and the count is 1-2 on Seaver. Middle of the infield playing back, Dice Wood even with the bag at third, pitch on the way and ducking out of the way, taking a ball is Seaver, 2 balls and 2 strikes. A squared count on Seaver. And from the full line, here is Sam Colb's 2-2 pitch. And it's bounced to the left side and in the left field for a base hit. Seaver with the Patriots' 4th hit of the ball game. A solid single in the left. And that will bring up Carter Sanchez, who popped to shorts, leading off the 2nd inning of this 3rd and 4th places game. These two teams playing last year for the state championship, a game here in Sela. The Patriots rallying from behind. The stretch. Long hesitation by Kolb and the pitch. Breaking ball there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Irish had an early lead, but a big 4th inning for the Patriots. 8 unearned runs, and then the Patriots held on for dear life and defeated the Irish in last year's championship game by a score of 9-8. Throw to first, and back in time with a slide. Diving back to the bag is Seaver. nothing and one on Sanchez. Here is Sam Kolb. After a look out at his defense, the stretch after getting the sign from Jimenez, and the 0-1 pitch on the way, breaking ball is fouled, tipped off the mask of Jimenez, and back to the left side, and the count is 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Got to believe the DeSales boys basketball team also going to have a solid year next year. And again, we can't reiterate baseball and softball. 0-2 pitch on the way, and it's right there for a strike. Three called at the knees, two down. Well done by Sam I.M. Four strikeouts in the game for a Kolb. Stepping up to the plate is Ryan Powell. He singled to left field in the second inning and scored the only run of the ball game. Scored when Levi Butcher reached on an infield error. One on with two out here in the last half of the third. 1-0 Liberty Christian. And the stretch by Kolb and his pitch on the way. And it swung on and missed, and the count is 0-1. The DeSales baseball team, no seniors. The DeSales softball team, one senior. The future as bright as this beautiful sunny day here in Sela. The stretch and the 0-1 pitch from Sam Kolb, a first time call by Powell. He steps out of the batter's box, takes a practice cut, tug at the bill of the helmet, and he's back in. 0-1. And the stretch by Kolb. And the 0-1 pitch on the way by Sam. Breaking ball is there over the outside corner, 0-2. Nice pitch by Kolb. No balls, two strikes. The count on Powell. And the stretch by Kolb. And the 0-2 pitch on the way is fouled back and out of play over the screen. And it remains 0-2. 60 pitches in the ball game thrown thus far by Sam Kolb. 0-2 is the count on Ryan Powell, the Patriots left fielder. Seaver is lead from first. The stretch. The 0-2 pitch in on the hands. Swung on and missed for strike three. And the inning is over. No runs. One hit. And a runner left. And after three innings of play, Liberty Christian 1. DeSales, no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You are listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
There's plenty of hardware to be found at L&G Ranch Supply True Value, but you'll also find premium dog food from Science Diet and Diamond Natural at L&G. Plus, the finest livestock feed is flying off the shelves at L&G. Payback Feed from CHS provides the consistency, safety, and assurance you need for your livestock. And as a Wilbur Ellis outlet, L&G Ranch Supply also carries the finest crop protection and plant nutrition products available. L&G Ranch Supply True Value, 2930 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
I'd like to send out a happy birthday wish to former DeSales athlete Alvaro Campos. He more recently of Whitworth University and Pacific University. Of course, the older brother of Alan Campos, DeSales senior, who will be celebrated at the upcoming graduation ceremony. He is on his way to Pacific University in Forest Grove to major in kinesiology as the first pitch to Cohen Wood is bounced back to the mound. And Marlowe throws to first in time for the first out of the top of the fourth inning. 1-0 Liberty Christian. One out, nobody on here in the top half of the fourth inning. Nice job by Marlowe to field his post, and then a few strides to first and a soft toss to Ethan Butcher covering for out number one. And the first pitch to Mateo Jimenez is low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Jimenez reaching on an error, leading off the second inning. And 1-0 pitch on the way by Marlowe over the inside corner for strike one. A ball and a strike on Mateo Jimenez, the Irish catcher. And the 1-1 pitch on the way by Marlowe. Breaking ball is bounced up the middle, taken on a couple of hops. No, it's under the glove of a charging Levi Butcher and into shallow center field. I'm guessing that'll be a base hit for Mateo Jimenez. The first hit of the ball game for the Irish. Are they going to score that an error? Well, I'm the homer, so it's a base hit. Sorry, guys. Here is Hudson Hall. I might soon be relinquishing my spot up here in the box. The stretch and the pitch on the way. Well, not really. Pitch misses inside, one ball, no strikes. All right, boys, have it your way. It's an error on the second baseman, Butcher. He was charging on the play. The ball went under his glove. The stretch and the 1-0 pitch on the way. And the pitch is there for a called strike, and the count is a ball and a strike. I'm guessing, and it's merely a hypothesis on my part, if the Irish had a hit or two or three in this game, I'm guessing that would have been scored a base hit. But since Marlowe came into the inning with a no-hitter, that might be part of the reason they scored that last sequence an error as Hall takes a breaking ball for a called second, and the count is 1-2. One on, one out here in the top half of the fourth inning. 1-0 Liberty Christian. A run, four hits, two errors for the Patriots. No runs, no hits, one error for the Irish. And the pitch on the way, and that misses high, ball two, two balls and two strikes. Hudson Hall walked in the second inning. Irish had runners at first and second with nobody out, but did not score. The stretch and the 2-2 pitch on the way by Marlowe is hit into right field. That's a base hit, a line drive. Oh, they're going to score that a hit. Oh, again, I'm just kidding. I am just kidding. We're just having a little fun up here in the box. A solid single to right by Hudson Hall and the Irish runners at first and second with one out. And that, in fact, is the first hit of the ball game for the green and gold. Up to the plate, Sam Fazzari, who struck out in the second inning. The stretch by Marlowe. Runners at first and second with one out. And the pitch on the way. Outside, ball one. One ball and no strikes. The runners, Jimenez at second. Hall at first. One out. We're at the top of the fourth inning. Liberty Christian with a 1-0 edge over the Irish. The stretch. Scoring around the bunt is Fazzari. First baseman Butcher charges in, and the next delivery is off the glove of Sanchez into the backstop, and the runners will move up 90 feet apiece. Jimenez to third and to second base. Hudson Hall, I'm guessing that'll be a pass ball on Sanchez. And in any event, runners at second and third with one out. A two-ball, no-strike count on Fazzari, and from the full wind, Marlowe's pitch. Is hit to the right side, and up with the ball is Butcher. His throw home, and Jimenez is tagged out. Butcher tied at first base, and he takes the bouncer from Fazzari, throws home to Sanchez, and it's a 3-2 putout. Jimenez is cut down. Safe at first on a fielder's choice is Fazzari, and staying at second base, Hudson Hall. Two down here in the top of the fourth inning. And here is Tyce Wood, who struck out in the second inning. 1-0 Liberty Christian. The stretch by Marlowe. Pitch on the way, and it swung on and missed, 0-1. No balls and one strike the count on Tyus Wood. Time call for a moment. And we're back to play. 0-1 on Tyus Wood. The stretch by Marlowe. Deep breath. Looks to second. And the pitch on the way. The 0-1 is low. Ball one. One ball and one strike. Seven strikeouts in the game for Marlowe against just one walk. Marlowe to the stretch. Looks to second. And the pitch. Breaking ball over the inside corner for strike two. 1-2 is the count on Tyus Wood. The freshman facing Marlowe. And his 1-2 pitch on the way. And strike three call right down the middle inside retired. Irish strand at two here in the fourth inning. No runs, a hit, an error, and a couple of runners stranded. And after 3.5 innings of play, Liberty Christian 1, DeSales no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS 2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
To the bottom half of the fourth inning here in Sela, we are at Wood Field, Carlin Park. I'm Roy Elia, bringing you the third and fourth places game in the Class 1B State Baseball Championships for 2026. The DeSales Irish on the short end of a 1-0 score. The league rival, Liberty Christian Patriots, with that 1-0 edge. And as we go to the last half of the fourth inning, the Patriots will send up the bottom third of the order. Third baseman Gavin Williamson, the designated hitter Rowan Carroll, and the second baseman, Levi Butcher. They will be facing Sam Kolb. Sam Kolb striking out the side in the last half of the third. Sam at the moment, 5 strikeouts, 1 walk. Pitch on the way by Sam, and that's outside. 1 ball, no strikes. Williamson singled in the second inning. And the pitch on the way by Sam Cole. Foul tip to the plate. Trickles back behind home plate. Might have gotten a piece of catcher Mateo Jimenez. Count is even at a ball and a strike. Just an absolutely glorious day here in Sela. The good Lord must be having a good day today, because we have been blessed with just beautiful weather on this last Saturday in May. And the pitch on the way, breaking ball, is called strike. Thought it might have been a little high, perhaps didn't break enough, but it in fact did break enough, according to the home plate umpire. The count is 1-2. And the 1-2 pitch on the way by Cole, breaking ball, is looped to the right side, taken on a bounce by Martinick, and Martinick will throw him out. 4-3. If you're scoring, 4-3, even if you're not scoring, one down. And that'll bring up Rowan Carroll, the designated hitter. He was retired 3-1 in the second inning. Bouncer to the right side, bobbled by first baseman Sam Fazzari, but he kept his cool, got possession of the ball and tossed to Kolb covering first for what was the second out in the second inning. The first pitch to the Patriots' designated hitter is a ball, 1-0. And the next pitch on the way by Sam Kolb. That misses high. Ball two, two balls and no strikes. 1-0 Liberty Christian. One out, nobody on. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Again, very, very happy to have you with us. That's the next pitch. Breaking ball misses. Ball three, three balls and no strikes. 3-0 is the count on Carroll. From the full line, the 3-0 pitch by Sam Kolb. There for a strike. Over the outside part of the dish, and the count is 3-1. Three balls and one strike on number 26 of the Patriots. Sam Kolb is 3-1. Pitch on the way. Breaking ball there for a strike, and it's 3-2. 70 pitches thrown at the moment by Sam Kolb. Kolb looking to finish off Carroll. And the 3-2 pitch on the way is bounced to the right side. Taken on a couple of bounces by Martinick. His throw to first is past Sam Fazari, and that's going to be an error. And I'm thinking that, you could go either way. I'm thinking the throw just a tad high, but it looks like one of those that could have been handled by first baseman Sam Fazari. But in any event, it is an error, the second of the ball game against the Irish. And that'll bring up Levi Butcher, who reached on an error in the second inning that led to the only run of the ball game, an unearned run scored by the Patriots in the second. And stretch by Sam Kolb. And the pitch, after hesitation, is hit in the air to right field. Coming up a couple of steps, making the two-handed catch is Ben Garcia, two down. Nice contact on the part of Butcher. Have to wonder if the wind might have killed that ball. Wind is coming in from right field. A nice job by Ben Garcia out in right field to track the ball first and then come in a couple of steps to make the two-handed catch for the second out of the frame. Back to the top of the order for Trent Ralston. And the pitch on the way by Kolb. And a swing and a miss. And the count is 0-1. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Ralston was erased in the second inning on a 6-4 fielder's choice hit into by Ethan Butcher. And the next pitch, a nasty breaking ball. Swung on and missed, and it's 0-2. No balls and two strikes the count on Trent Ralston. Later on tonight, the championship game of this Class 1B state baseball tournament. The Dayton Bulldogs will be taking on the Nacelle Comets for all the marbles. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Nope. Kolb steps off. Awaiting the 0-2 pitch to Ralston. The stretch by Sam Kolb. And his delivery, the 0-2 with the runner going, a check swing, a ball, and the throw to a second is not in time. Going in, standing up, is Carroll. Carroll steals second. The throw taken by Malachi Raymond in front of the second base bag. And we have a one ball, two strike count on Ralston. Runner in scoring position with two out. 1-0 Liberty Christian. Sam Kolb, his 1-2 pitch after a couple of peaks to second, a third to second, on its way, and it's high. Ball two, two balls and two strikes. A double deuce on Ralston. Or to coin a phrase from the late, great Vin Scully, deuces wild, two balls, two strikes, two out. And the pitch on the way, breaking ball, swung on and missed, and the inning is over. That is strikeout number six for Sam Kolb. No runs, no hits, an error, and one runner left. And after four innings of play, Liberty Christian won to Sales, no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at Woodfield at Carlin Park in Sela. I'm Roy Elia. The Sales Irish trailing the Liberty Christian Patriots 1-0 in this third and fourth places game in the Class 1B State Baseball Championships for 2026. Sales Irish here in the top half of the fifth inning. We'll send up the right fielder Ben Garcia to be followed by the left fielder Nick Quattle. And back to the top of the order for pitcher Sam Cole. Ben Garcia struck out in the second inning. In fact, he was the final out of the second inning. A practice cut by Garcia. And he faces faces Marlowe. The pitch on the way is thrown right by him, 0-1. 8 strikeouts in the ball game thus far for Marlowe. Just one walk. And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Ben Garcia. Breaking ball over the inside corner for strike 2. No balls and 2 strikes to count. Currently an hour and 12 minutes into this ball game. Pitch away, the 0-2. Swung on and missed. And 3 and out for Ben Garcia and the Irish. 1 down. 9 strikeouts in the game for Marlowe, and that'll bring up Nick Quattle, who, you guessed it, struck out leading off the third inning. 1-0 Liberty Christian. 1 out, nobody on. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. And from the full line, Marlowe's pitch. The inside corner for a strike. 0-1 is the count. Last year's championship game, the Irish coming up short despite 8 runs on 11 hits. The next pitch, the Quattle, check swing, no swing, and the count is even at 1-1. 1-1. On Quattle, and the pitch on the way by Marlowe is low and in the dirt. Backhanded by Sanchez. Ball 2, 2-1. 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors for Liberty Christian. No runs, 1 hit, and 2 miscues for DeSantis. As the next pitch is at the knees for a called second strike. And the count is 2-2. Williamson, even with the bag at third. Rest of the infield back, and the pitch on the way is swung on and missed for strike 3. 2 down. 10 strikeouts in the game for Marlowe. Back to the top of the order for Sam Cold. Grounded to third in the first and struck out in the third. Sam, a right-handed hitter. Sam awaiting the first pitch from Marlowe. And the right-hander rucks, kicks, and delivers. A pitch that is swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Nice breaking ball on the part of Marlowe. And Marlowe not wasting any time. Pitch on the way is over the inside corner for strike 2. No balls and 2 strikes the count on Sam Cole. here comes Marlowe with his 0-2 pitch, but first time called by Sam Cold. Sam steps out, now back into what's left of the right-handed batter's box. And the 0-2 pitch on the way by Marlowe. Down low, ball one, one ball and two strikes. 1-2 on Sam Cole. Marlowe is ready, and his 1-2 pitch on the way. It's popped up right side of the infield. Calling everyone off is the first baseman, Butcher, and he makes the grab to retire the side. Nothing across for the Irish in the top of the fifth. We go to the bottom half of inning number five, Liberty Christian 1, DeSales no score, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS 2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
To the bottom half of the fifth inning here in Sela. Woodfield, Harlan Park to be more precise. I'm Roy Elia. The Sales Irish continuing to trail the Liberty Christian Patriots 1-0 in this third and fourth places game in the Class 1B State Baseball Championships for 2026. Here in the last half of the fifth inning, the Patriots will send up the number 2, 3, and 4 hitters. Ethan Butcher, the first baseman. Levi Marlowe, the pitcher. And Adam Seaver, the right fielder. To face Sam Cole, who has pitched a fine ball game. Has given up one run thus far. It was unearned because of a two-out error. And the pitch on the way to the left-handed hitting Butcher is down low, ball one, one ball and no strikes. That famous burger place I mentioned earlier, well, I'm sure all of you know the establishment I'm talking about, just outside of Yakima, as the next pitch, this is inside, it's to the backstop, ball two, two balls and no strikes. An establishment that has been in existence since 1948, located in Union Gap, Miners. Need I say more? 2-0 pitch on the way. Misses inside. Ball three. Three balls and no strikes. 3-0 is the count. The Patriots leadoff hitter here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. 1-0 Liberty Christian. And the pitch on the way by Cole. Right down the middle for a strike. 3-1. Ethan Butcher struck out in the first. Reach on a fielder's choice in the third. And the pitch on the way by Cole, the 3-1, is swung on and missed, and it's 3-2. Three balls, two strikes on Ethan Butcher. And the payoff pitch on the way from Sam Cole is bounced to the left side, taken on a hop by the shortstop Raymond, throw to first, and it's not in time. A base hit, a strong throw, deep in the six hole by Raymond, but it pulled first baseman Sam Fazari off of first, but they're going to rule it an infield hit for Butcher. And that'll bring up Marlowe, who walked in the first and struck out in the third. Butcher, his lead from first, held on by Fazari. The stretch. Marlowe squares around a bunt, takes a pitch high and inside, one ball, no strikes. Liberty Christian 1, DeSales 0. One out, nobody on here in the bottom of the fifth. A stretch. And the 1-0 pitch on the way from Sam Cole. After much deliberation, breaking ball, fouled back to the screen. And the count is 1-1. I make that nil reference because in just a few weeks, the United States will be hosting the World Cup, one of the biggest sporting events on the planet. 1-1 is the count on Marlowe. The throw to first base. Back in time is Ethan Butcher. 5 hits in the game now for the Patriots after that infield safety on the part of Ethan Butcher. The stretch. And the pitch from Sam Cole to Marlowe is swung on and missed. Throw down to second. Going to be a stolen base. Butcher in standing up. He is now in scoring position with nobody out. One ball, two strike count on Levi Marlowe. I know it's a two-strike count, but you don't suppose that he might square around a bunt, try to get the runner to third? Maybe, maybe not. Now time call for a moment. Sales coach Bill Chase out. Wonder if he is talking about the possibility of obstruction on the part of Marlowe. Well, it's a very, very quick conversation. Really not much of a conversation at all. Bill Chase back to the first base dugout. Or on the fencing in front of it, anyway. Stretch. And here is the 1-2 pitch on the way to Marlowe, and it's low and inside, ball two. Two balls and two strikes. 2-2 is the count on Levi Marlowe. 1-0 Liberty Christian. A runner at second, nobody out. We're in the last half of the fifth inning. The stretch and the pitch on the way. Just low, ball three. Three balls and two strikes. 3-2 on Levi Marlowe. In the on-deck circle, Adam Seaver, Patriots right fielder. Payoff pitch on the way, breaking ball, a nasty one. Swung on and missed, one out. Nasty stuff, filthy stuff. Sometimes you got to go up and clean. In that case, Cole goes down and dirty to get Marlowe. That is the 7th strikeout in the game for Sam Cole. And here is Seaver. Runner at second. And one out. The pitch. Outside. One ball, no strikes. That is 90 pitches in the game for Sam Cole, who wears number 8 on the back of that green Irish jersey. Irish decked out with white hats. Green bill with a green D on the front, gold trim. Next delivery is a ball, and the count is 1-1 on Seaver. Seaver struck out in the first. He singled in the third. 1-2 in the ball game. The stretch and the pitch on the way. It's down low, ball two, two balls and one strike. Scoreboard says 3-0, but I believe the count is 2-1. Standing in is Seaver. The stretch. And the pitch on the way by Cole. And it misses high. Well, apparently the count was 3-0. I thought there was a strike in there someplace, but apparently not. And a walk issued to Seaver. The second issued in the ball game by Cole. Runners now at first and second with one out. And that'll bring up Carter Sanchez was 0-2. He popped a short in the second and whiffed in the third. The stretch. Look back to second. Two looks back to second. And the pitch. And Sanchez takes a strike and it's 0-1. Nice Saturday afternoon gathering here at the ballpark. A couple of championship games coming up later this afternoon and early this evening. And Cole steps off the rubber and now going to have a chat with his battery mate, Mateo Jimenez. 1-0 Liberty Christian. two on with one out here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Only run of the game, an unearned run scored by the Patriots in the second inning. A two-out error resulting in the only run of this contest. A run, five hits, and two errors for Liberty Christian. No runs, one hit, and two snafus for the Irish. And the stretch by Cold. Looks to second. And the pitch on the way. Breaking ball, a check swing. Taken by Fazari. He will go to the bag. Going to throw down to second. And out at second base. Tagged by Malachi Raymond is Seaver. An unusual double play, but very, very effective. Sanchez is retired, three unassisted, and then Sam Fazari throws down to second, and they get Seaver for an inning-ending double play, 3-6. And in the inning, no runs for Liberty Christian. One base hit, and one runner left on base. And after five innings of play, good ball game. Liberty Christian 1, DeSales no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
A little slow ride in the background here at the ballpark. One of my all-time favorite songs. Welcome back to Sela. Top half of the sixth inning. Woodfield at Harlan Park. A beautiful Saturday afternoon. The Liberty Christian Patriots leading the DeSales Irish 1-0. It's third and fourth places game in the Class 1B State Baseball Championships. First pitch to Malachi Raymond from Marlowe is swung on and missed. And the 0-1 pitch on the way is fouled back to the screen on a bounce. And the count is 0-2. Malachi Raymond, no luck whatsoever. In fact, if he was on the Hee Haw TV series way back when, if it weren't for bad luck, he'd have no luck at all as he takes the 0-2 pitch low. Ball one, one ball and two strikes. Malachi Raymond striking out in the first and in the third. Marlowe seeking his 11th strikeout of the ball game. He has walked just one hitter. And the 1-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball just outside. Ball two, two balls and two strikes. Nice discipline on the part of Malachi Raymond to leave that tantalizing delivery from Marlowe alone. 2-2 pitch on the way, and it's fouled back over the screen and out of play over the press box. And the count holds at two balls and two strikes. 2-2 on Malachi Raymond. Pitch on the way, breaking ball. In on his hands, cut on and missed. One out. Cohen Wood up to the plate. He is 0-2. Grounded to second in the first. Hit back to the pitcher in the fourth. And the pitch on the way by Marlowe. His first pitch is a strike, 0-1. Much to the delight of Grandpa sitting just below us. Our broadcast location here in Sela, this lovely ballpark. Next delivery is swung on and missed, and the count is 0-2. This is the summer home of the Yakima Pepsi Pack. And the high school home of the Sela Vikings. The 0-2 pitch on the way by Marlowe, and it's right down the middle, strike three, Cone. Two up and two down, and that is the 12th strikeout for Marlowe. Up to the plate, Mateo Jimenez. Mateo has reached twice on two Patriots errors. Error at shortstop in the second, and error at second in the fourth. And the first pitch out of the zone. One ball, no strikes. 1-0 Liberty Christian. Two out, nobody on here in the top half of the sixth inning. And the pitch by Marlowe. Side arms it in for a strike. And the count is 1-1. A ball and a strike on Mateo Jimenez. A freshman. Pitch on the way. The 1-1 pitch. Breaker inside, and it's 2-1. Mateo, a linebacker on last fall's state championship football team. 2-1 pitch on the way. Misses outside. Ball three. Three balls and one strike. What a run for the Irish. 14-0 and not a single bye last season. 3-1 pitch on the way, and he lines it off the screen. Just to the left of the first base dugout being occupied by the Irish. And the count is 3-2 on Mateo Jimenez. And from the full line, the payoff pitch on the way by Marlowe. Breaking ball, a high chopper to the left side, foul. And it remains 3-2. Head coach Bill Chase coaching at third. Eric Wood occupying the first base coach's box. 3-2 is the count. And from the full line, here is Marlowe. His payoff pitch on the way is inside and off the glove. A Sanchez into the backstop. And Mateo Jimenez represents the potential tying run. He reaches base on a two-out walk. Just the second walk of the ball game issued by Marlowe. Here is Hudson Hall. He has 1-for-1 in the game. He walked in the second and singled in the fourth. Look at first by Marlowe, the stretch. And the pitch on the way after a deep breath. He finds the inside corner with a breaking ball. The count is 0-1 on Hudson Hall. During the Sales' state championship football run last fall, Hudson Hall played center and nose guard on defense. Well, one pitch on the way, runner going. Pitch is low and in the dirt and sliding into second base safely is Mateo Jimenez. A ball and a strike on Hudson Hall. The second stolen base of the ball game for Mateo Jimenez. 1-1 is the count. Potential tying run now in scoring position. We're at the top of the sixth inning. Two out. 1-0 Liberty Christian. And the stretch by Marlowe. A look to second. And the pitch on the way, and he misses outside ball two. Two balls and one strike. 2-1 on Hudson Hall. Now timeout called for a moment. You happen to recall the world championship wrestler Arn Anderson? Just curious, I earlier in the broadcast referred to Hudson Hall as Double H. Of course, Arn Anderson, known as Double A, to those who followed world championship wrestling. 2-1, the stretch. Marlowe's 2-1 pitch on the way to Hudson Hall. Breaking ball swung and a miss, and the count is 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on Hudson Hall, the Irish designated hitter. Hour and 33 minutes in. We're in the bottom of, we make that the top of the sixth, excuse me. 1-0 Liberty Christian. And the 2-2 pitch on the way by Marlowe is popped up left side of the infield. Under it, and making the catch is the shortstop Ralston. And side retired. No runs, no hits, and a runner left. And after 5.5 innings of play, 1-0 Liberty Christian. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Little Coot Scoot Boogie in the background. We welcome you back to Selah, Washington. Third and fourth places action in the Class 1B State Baseball Championships. I'm Roy Elias. We welcome you back to this lovely ballpark, Woodfield, at Harlan Park. The Liberty Christian Patriots with a 1-0 edge over the DeSales Irish as we ready ourselves for the bottom half of the sixth inning. Patriots here in the bottom of the sixth. Scheduled hitters, left fielder Ryan Powell, third baseman Gavin Williamson, and the designated hitter Rowan Carroll. Powell, left-handed hitter, he is 1-for-2. He singled and scored the only run of the ball game, an unearned run in the second inning, and he struck out in the third. And the pitch on the way by Sam Cole. He's there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Sam, at the moment, 7 strikeouts in the ball game, 1 walk. And from the full line, Sam Cole. His 0-1 pitch, bounced to the right side, taken by the first baseman Fazari. He will easily win the quote-unquote race to the bag, one out. Gavin Williamson is the hitter. He is 1-for-2. He singled in the second inning. He was out 4-3 in the fourth. 1-0 Liberty Christian. One out, nobody on here in the last half of the sixth inning. Great ball game here this afternoon. Pitch on the way, and it's just outside ball one. 1 ball and no strikes. 1-0 is the count on Gavin Williamson. And from the full line, the pitch on the way by Sam Cole. This is high. Ball two, 2 balls and no strikes. The Irish defensively. Back up the middle, first baseman Sam Fazari about halfway. Next delivery, 100th pitch thrown by Sam Cole, a called strike, and it's 2-1. Tyce Wood, even with the bag at third, and the 2-1 pitch on the way, and that misses low ball 3 balls and one strike. Outstanding strikeout to walk ratios for both pitchers in the game. 7 strikeouts, 1 walk thus far for Sam Cole. And his counterpart, Marlowe, 12 strikeouts, 2 walks, 3-1 pitch on the way. Nice breaking ball for a called second. And the count is 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes on Gavin Williamson. And the pitch on the way. And the pitch inside for ball 4. He missed with that one. And I may have misspoke. Is that 3 walks in the game for Cole? He had 1 in the first. He does have 3 bases on balls as the first pitch misses inside. 1 ball, no strikes to Carroll. Carroll is the hitter. Williamson is lead from first. Stretch.
1-0 pitch on the way, and it's there for a strike, and the count is 1-1. So, in fact, Sam Kolb has 3 walks in the ball game. 1-1. 1 out, 1 on here in the last half of the 6th. 1-0 Liberty Christian to throw to first. And back in time with the slide is Williamson. Carroll, left-handed hitter. Out 3-1 in the 2nd. He reached on an error in the 4th. And the pitch on the way by Kolb. A bunt attempt is missed. The throw to first base is over the head of Fazari and down the right field line. Up with the ball is Garcia. Garcia throws the ball back in, and that'll be a throwing error on Mateo Jimenez. Tough break for the Irish. Seeing if they could catch Williamson napping instead. The throw over the head of Hazari and down the right field line. Runner in scoring position with 1 out. 1-2 count on Carroll. Pitch on the way. The 1-2 misses high. 2. 2-2. 2-2 on Carroll. Sam Kolb, the stretch. Look back to second. The pitch. And it's foul backing out of play to the left-hand side. And the count holds it 2-2. On deck is Levi Butcher. 1-0 Liberty Christian, 1-1. Bottom of the 6th inning. And the 2-2 pitch on the way, breaking ball hit to the right side and just foul. Down the right field line, and it's still 2-2. 2-2 on Rowan Carroll. Here is Sam Kolb with the stretch. And the 2-2 pitch on the way. Outside, 3. 3-2. The mention of Carroll's first name brings back some memories. One of the great TV shows of all time, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. 3-2 pitch on the way. Strike 3 call right down the middle. At the knees, and Carroll is punched out. He strikes out looking. And that is 8 Ks in the ball game for Sam Kolb. And that's going to do it for Sam Kolb. A marvelous, marvelous performance out to the mound. Head coach Bill Chase and Sam Kolb getting a nice round of applause from the fans. And he's certainly deserving of it. And we'll have a pitching change for the Irish. And we'll tell you about it when we return to Selah, Washington. 2 out, 1 on in the bottom of the 6th inning. Liberty Christian with a 1-0 lead, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves, Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves, Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
New pitcher for the Irish is freshman Ice Wood. Wood moving from third base to the pitcher's mound. I'm guessing it is a straight swap, but we'll wait and see. The Irish infielders from first to third on one knee behind the mound. And let's see if, in fact, Sam Kolb is playing third base, and he is. So Kolb now at third. Raymond is at short. Martinick is at second. Fazari is at first. So a straight swap. Tyce Wood from third base to the mound. Sam Kolb from the mound to third base. And here is Levi Butcher. Butcher reached on an error in the second that led to the only run of this contest. And he flew out to right field in the fourth inning. Runner, at second base with two out. 1-0 Liberty Christian. And the pitch on the way by Tyce Wood. And the freshman misses low and inside. 1-0, no strikes. 1-5-2, the line score for Liberty Christian. 0-1-3, the numbers for the Irish. And the 1-0 pitch on the way by Tyce Wood. Swung on and missed. And the count is 1-1. Nice delivery on the part of Tyce Wood. 1-1 is the count on Levi Butcher. And the 1-1 pitch on the way by Tyce Wood. Swung on and missed. And the count is 1-2. A ball and two strikes. The count. Sam Cole goes 5 2/3 innings. He struck out 8. And walked 3. 1-2 is the count. Levi Butcher. The stretch. And the pitch on the way. The 1-2 is hit in the air. Out to center field. And Cohen Wood camps under it and makes the one-handed catch to retire the side. No runs, no hits. One runner was left. We go to the seventh. Liberty Christian 1, DeSales, no score. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Sweet Basil Pizzeria has offered New York-style pizza, stromboli, calzone, breadsticks, salads, and local beer and wines since 2005. Our hand-tossed dough is made daily, topped with the freshest ingredients from local farms, and then baked to perfection. Enjoy live sports, people watching from the window bar stools, or a warm summer evening on the outdoor patio with a glass of our house label wine. Browse our online menu at sweetbasilpizzeria.com and order with DoorDash. Sweet Basil Pizzeria. Add some slice to your life.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
To the seventh inning here in Sela, the third and fourth places game in the Class 1B State Baseball Championships. I'm Roy Elia, welcoming you back to Woodfield at Carlin Park. And Levi Marlowe, who has retired 7 of the last 8 DeSales hitters, will face Sam Fazari to commence the top half of inning number 7. And the first pitch is down low to Sam, 1-1 and no strikes. Sam Fazari is 0-2. He struck out in the second inning and reached on a 3-2 fielder's choice in the fourth inning. 1-0 is the count on Sam Fazari, to be followed by Tyce Wood and then Ben Garcia. Pitch on the way by Marlowe. Lining the ball up the middle and just off the glove of the second baseman Butcher is Sam Fazari. A leadoff single here in the top half of the seventh inning for Sam Fazari. And that'll bring up Tyce Wood. 2 hits in the game for the Irish. And the stretch by Marlowe. And the pitch on the way to Tyce Wood is low. 1-1, no strikes. That is the 100th pitch thrown by Marlowe in this ball game. And the stretch by Marlowe. A short lead at first by Fazari. And the pitch on the way, and that's low and a fine backhanded stop by the catcher, Sanchez. on that pitch. Low and outside, ball two, two balls and no strikes. 2-0 on Tyce Wood. Stretch, deep breath by Marlowe, and the 2-0 pitch on the way is down the middle for a strike, and it's 2-1. 2-1 is the count on Tyce Wood. In close down at third is Williamson. Ethan Butcher holding on Fazari at first base. The 2-1 pitch on the way to Tyce Wood, just off the outside corner. And the count is now 3-1 on Tyce Wood. Ben Garcia is on deck. 1-0 Liberty Christian. The stretch by Marlowe. And his 3-1 pitch plateward. It's outside, ball four. Runners at first and second with nobody out. That is the third walk in the game issued by Marlowe. Stepping up, Ben Garcia, who has struck out twice in the second and in the fourth. Both strikeouts swinging. Fazari at second. Tyce Wood at first. Nobody out. We're in the top of the seventh inning. 1-0 Liberty Christian. Stretch by Marlowe. A look to second. And the pitch on the way. And a swing and a miss by Garcia. And the count is 0-1. Nick Quattle on deck. He, like Garcia, has struck out twice in the ballgame. Stretch by Marlowe. And the pitch on the way, the 0-1 breaking ball, a very good one, and the count is 0-2. Breaks in and over nicely at the knees. 0-2 is the count on Ben Garcia. And the stretch by Marlowe. Here is the 0-2 pitch by the big right-hander, and it swung on and missed. One out.
He's done.
The 13th strikeout of the game for Marlowe, and he will be lifted due to the pitch limit. I do believe. And what a fabulous game he has thrown. 13 strikeouts, 3 walks for Marlowe. And he gets a nice round of applause from the fans assembled here in Sela for this third and fourth places game. A fabulous job by Marlowe, putting his team in a position to win this third and fourth places game. Pitching change coming up for the Patriots. We'll tell you about it after we return. Liberty Christian 1. DeSales, no score. Irish with runners at first and second and one out here in the top half of the seventh inning. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You are listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Defensively for Liberty Christian, the starting shortstop, Trent Ralston, will now pitch for the Patriots. Marlowe, after an outstanding pitching performance, to the outfield. He will be in left field. And I'm guessing that Howell, the left fielder, has moved to the infield. I'm guessing he will be at shortstop. That not yet confirmed, but we do know for sure that Ralston is taking the mound and Marlowe is in the outfield. And back to play we come. Now Butcher is now at shortstop. And number 26, that is Carroll. Looks like Carroll is going out to center field. Here is Nick Quattle. Runners at first and second. One out. We're in the top of the seventh inning. 1-0 Liberty Christian. Stretch by Ralston. And the pitch on the way to Quattle. A breaking ball for a strike, and it's 0-1. Pizzari at second. Wood at first. One out. We're in the top of the seventh. Patriots up 1-0. The stretch by Ralston. And his 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, swung on a miss, and the count is 0-2. Sam Cole is on deck for the Irish. 0-2 on Quattle. Struck out twice in the third and in the fifth. The 0-2 on the way by Ralston. Right-hander misses high, 1-2. 1-2 on Quattle. Nick, a right-handed hitter. Stretch. Look back to second, and Ralston's pitch, the 1-2, a breaking ball, strike three, call, two down. And Sam Cole strides to the plate. Sam Cole, 0-3, grounded a third in the first, struck out in the third, popped a first in the fifth. Two on, two out here in the top half of the seventh inning. 1-0 at Liberty Christian. Ralston to the stretch. Look to second. And the pitch to Cole. Misses high. 1-0. 1-0 on Sam Cole, who himself pitched a marvelous game here this afternoon. 5 2/3 innings. Did not give up an earned run. And the pitch is high. 2-2. 2-0. Only run of the game thus far. An unearned run by the Patriots in the second. On a two-out error. The stretch. And the 2-0 pitch on the way by Ralston is popped up into shallow center field. And the ball is going to be caught out in center field. And this ball game comes to an end. It is all over here at Woodfield. At Harlan Park, the Irish threaten, but do not score in the top half of the seventh inning. No runs, one hit, and a couple of runners were left stranded. Final score, Liberty Christian 1. DeSales, no score. And we'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Irish Radio on 94.1 FM. KHSS2.
There's plenty of hardware to be found at L&G Ranch Supply True Value, but you'll also find premium dog food from Science Diet and Diamond Natural at L&G. Plus, the finest livestock feed is flying off the shelves at L&G. Payback Feed from CHS provides the consistency, safety, and assurance you need for your livestock. And as a Wilbur Ellis outlet, L&G Ranch Supply also carries the finest crop protection and plant nutrition products available. L&G Ranch Supply True Value, 2930 East Isaacs, Walla Walla. The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645.
Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Haven Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the Internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again in Selah, Washington, Woodfield at Carlin Park. I'm Roy Elia, the DeSales Irish, for the second consecutive day. Drop a one-run ball game as we conclude play in the Class 1B State Baseball Championships. Now the Irish and Patriots completing play anyway. The championship game set for 7 o'clock tonight. The Dayton Bulldogs will be opposing NaSalle for the state title. The DeSales Irish settle for fourth place. Liberty Christian claims third. A tremendous ball game here this afternoon. Outstanding pitching on both sides. The final line score in the ball game for Liberty Christian, a run, five hits, and two errors. The Patriots stranded eight. Four DeSales, no runs, two hits, and three errors. The Irish stranded seven. Marlowe is your winning pitcher, and what a standing job he did. 13 strikeouts, three walks. And then Ralston comes in to record the save, retires the only two hitters he faces in the top half of the seventh inning. Marlowe lifted because of the pitch count. And a hard luck loss for Sam Cold of the Irish, who was outstanding in 5 2/3 innings of work. Sam Cold in the ball game with 8 strikeouts and 3 walks in the contest over 5 2/3 innings. And a fine job by Tyce Wood, who came in relief and retired the only Patriot he faced in the bottom half of the sixth inning. The only run of the game, an unearned run on a 2-out error in the last half of the second inning, but it was more than enough for Liberty Christian as they claim third place with a 1-0 victory over the DeSales Irish. And that is going to conclude our coverage on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. We hope you enjoyed our broadcast from Woodfield at Carlin Park in Selah. Some thank yous to go out as we sign off this afternoon. First of all, I want to thank Mel Moore and all of the great people associated with the tournament here in Selah. All the great people working this weekend during the semifinals and finals of the Class 1B and 2B state baseball semifinals and finals. We greatly appreciate it. Mel Moore, the father, the proud father of Central Washington University Hall of Famer Brenda Moore, an outstanding volleyball player in the late 80s and early 90s up at CWU. And I mention that very, very proudly because I nominated Brenda Moore for that honor, and she was honored and deservedly so. In fact, the same night, someone you might know in the Walla Walla Valley, former Walla Walla High School football coach Mark Yontz, also nominated by yours truly, And he was inducted into the Central Athletic Hall of Fame the same evening as Brenda Moore. So again, thank you to Mel Moore and all the good folks here, making our job a whole lot easier. Nice to be in the press box the last couple of days to broadcast DeSales Baseball to you right here on your home for Irish Radio. We also want to send out a thank you to all of the great people in Walla Walla Catholic Schools for their support of our broadcast. We include Principal John Lesko and Athletic Director Nick Hazeltine in that outstanding group of folks. Thank you so very, very much. And we also want to thank our in-studio engineer, Gabe Fazzari, for another fine job at the controls. Thank you, Gabe, very, very much. And of course, without all of our great sponsors, these DeSales sports broadcasts would not be possible, as you all know. And we would certainly love it if you would give consideration to being a sponsor. Football is just around the corner, and we do have sponsorship opportunities for you. You can contact either Rod Fazzari or myself if you would like to be a part of these DeSales High School broadcasts during the fall, winter, and spring. It would certainly be appreciated very, very much. And of course, we want to thank each and every one of you in Irish Nation for listening to the broadcast during the course of the fall, winter, and spring. We appreciate your kind words very, very much and your listenership very, very much as well. I'm Roy Elia reporting from Selah, Washington, telling you one final time the DeSales Irish baseball team settles for fourth place in the 2026 Class 1B State Baseball Championships. A heartbreaking loss yesterday for the Irish. A 13-12 setback to Nacelle in the state semifinals. And in the third and fourth places game this afternoon here in Selah, the Irish come up just short against league rival Liberty Christian. The Patriots claim third place. The Irish settle for fourth. The Patriots victorious here this afternoon by a final score of 1-0. It is now time to return you to the studios of your home for Irish Radio, 94.1 FM, KHSS2, and from Selah, Washington, Woodfield at Harlan Park. I'm Roy Elia, wishing each and every one of you in Irish Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, paraphrasing his words, we wish each and every one of you a very pleasant good afternoon.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.